This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. How many cities can say they have a circus band? Yes, I mean a band that actually plays with a circus. Well, Boston's got not just one, but two. And what I love about this is that true to the city's character, these two circus bands are rivals. A sort of big top version of a Sox-Yankees grudge match. And they're going to settle the rivalry tonight at Club Passim. Two members of Boston's circus bands dared to face each other a little earlier this week in our studios. Peter Bufano of Circestra and Richard Tarantino of Emperor Norton's Stationary Marching Band. They brought their accordions, entered the arena, also known as WBUR Studio 3. But before they launched into their solo version of the Battle of the Circus Bands, I asked them, why a duel?
They're my only rivals.
Yeah, there's not much other competition.
Yeah, we would actually have like a more of a gang vibe if there were more circus bands. I think we could, it could be like world wrestling.
So tell me, you're going to be doing this duel at Club Passim.
Yep.
And where did the idea for the duel come up?
Matt Smith from Club Passim. I told him about it before I even told these guys about it. I said, Matt, do you think there should be a duel between the two circus bands? He was on board right at the get-go, and we tried it once, but we didn't really settle the score.
So give us a little preview. What does a circus band duel sound like?
All right. We can do this. We'll fight it out a little bit. Dueling accordions.
Dueling accordions.
All right.
Okay, since we recorded this earlier, and I know you can't actually see these guys, I wanted to jump back in here and just describe what dueling accordions look like. Peter Bufano was on my right, and Richard Tarantino was on my left. Peter was rocking back and forth, pumping the bellows and staring hard at Richard. Richard had the opposite strategy. He looked away into the cold, hard distance. The klezmer tune they chose is called Odessa. It's the foundation of what you're hearing, but Peter and Richard are really battling through improvisation. Peter gets louder, Richard plays faster, and then they keep nodding, prodding, even taunting each other as their fingers fly over the keyboards. That was fantastic.
Did it sound anything like a duel?
Well, I was just going to ask you, Peter Bufano and Richard Tarantino, how do you know who wins a circus music duel? Is it when, like, the bellows explodes on one of your accordions?
I don't know how we're going to settle it. Because you know what happens is we always start having a good time.
It's madness. It's absolute madness.
It is totally insane.
Okay, so take us back a little in time then to the start of this madness.
Yeah. Okay, so here's what happened. I was on tour with Circestra. This is in 2006. And nobody else was doing what I'm doing. In fact, as far as I'm concerned, I'm like the only one with any real like circus cred. So,
oh, yeah, we'll get to that. Yeah. For listeners, the hint is, well, not really, but he's wearing really big shoes underneath the table.
25 years ago, I went to clown college, and I joined Ringling Brothers Circus. I was a clown then. And I just got sick of rolling around in elephant poop for a living. And, I'm into music, too. I come from a family of musicians. So it was just a natural transition.
I understand you're from Bridgeport, Connecticut.
That's right.
If I remember correctly, it's P.T. Barnum's adopted home.
Yeah. Yeah, truly. I was aware of that as a kid. They have a Barnum Festival every year. There were, like, clown groups. There was definitely a circus culture to take an interest in.
You know, when you think about it, so your family says musical and you know a lot of circus people. For those of us who maybe didn't run away to the circus as kids, everyone who's been to the circus, it's hard, if not impossible, to imagine it without music. Since it is a live performance and so much of it is kind of unexpected and, improvised, especially I imagine with the clowns, how do you keep up with the performers themselves?
It's a special arranging technique that circus composers and circus arrangers use. I've never seen it anywhere else. The closest thing I've ever seen to it is video game music. Huh. In this way, and I don't mean they sound the same, but in terms of repeating a section and then moving on when the action moves. That's how a whole 2 hours of circus music is built.
And each character, if I can call them, in a circus act has his, her, or its own theme music?
Well, I've written a lot of themes for individual acts. Like, I'll just play some stuff for you if you want. Okay, see what this is. See if you can figure out what this might be.
Okay, human or animal?
Animal.
Does not sound like a roar, so elephants?
Good call.
Oh, excellent. Yeah. All right, so...
Because this breathing, right? You know, yeah. In the beginning, that's like a sound. Elephants, if you get close to an elephant, and I do, you just hear, like, the trunk's always on the ground sweeping around, like, grumbling up pieces of hay and stuff, and, like, there's this sweep, and there's this breath. When they, like, when they've snuffled everything, they go...
Mm.
And they do that too. Elephants greet you with a breath too. They stick their trunk at you and they whoosh.
They puff on
yeah.
you.
Huh. Yeah.
So, Richard, tell me a little bit more about the circuses or acts that Emperor Norton's Stationary Marching Band has actually performed with.
Well, there's a couple of performing arms. There's the Madcap Rumpus Society, which was founded at the same time as Emperor Norton's Stationary Marching Band. And more recently, Chuck, the leader of Emperor Norton's, is heading off a thing called the Boston Circus Guild. And this is just a group of collective performers, mostly local, Boston, New Hampshire, etc. They're doing performances like aerial silks, contortionism, mm-hmm. regular clowning, whether it be juggling or just, you know, madcap action.
And Peter, what about with Circestra?
We started the group to accompany Circus Smirkus, and we did 3 tours with them. But we work with Bindlestiff Circus. I've played with Ringling Brothers. Our drummer, Mike, has played with Big Apple Circus, and I've also subbed on Big Apple Circus. There's others. I've worked on Kenoshita Circus in Japan.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was interesting.
I presume they play Japanese music?
No, actually, they had a very Western influence in what they were doing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's probably not unusual in a lot of things in Japan to look outward and imitate and improve. Probably not unusual. And I think that's what I saw in the circus that I worked on, is that they looked at big Western circuses. And in fact, some of the acts were brought in from, you know, former Ringling performers or European performers mm-hmm. or whatever.
And for the music that that you play for Emperor Norton's Stationary Marching Band and also with Circestra, what are the major influences there?
I mean, we share influences, definitely. I think there's a shared love of klezmer music, Balkan music. There's jazz influence in our music, a little bit of funk influence, but mostly Eastern European music for us anyway. It's a lot of original it's a mix of original compositions and covers. We did have a Justin Timberlake cover, The Sexy Back. It works well with the horns.
I have to ask, can you give me a little hint of Sexy Back on the accordion?
I'll play the accordion on that song. That's a trash percussion song.
Before I let you go, let me just take us back to where we started and the fact that it's just so cool that Boston has 2 circus bands and, you know, in the Boston tradition, you're battling it out. Let me ask both of you, at the end of the day, is there room in Boston for 2 circus bands?
I'm going to have to say no.
Well, I was going to say yes, but since you said no, I'm now also saying no.
I think it's all going to be settled on Thursday.
So you really have to go to Club Passive to see who the last circus band standing is. Well, yes. I hope it does end in a tie, honestly, because having you both here is terrific.
Thank you. That's not going to happen.
Well, Richard Tarantino with Emperor Norton's Stationary Marching Band, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
And Peter Bufano with Sirkestra, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
And gentlemen, will you play us out on a little bit more of circus accordion music, rivalry style or not?
Whatever. We'll do something. What do you want to play? Do you know...
I'll use this as my own personal exit theme tune.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. What do we both know? That'd be cool. It's kind of a celebratory exit thing.